giving you a lot of different environmental issues. And if you missed any of the previous show, it'll be on the WBAI.org website in about 5 or 10 minutes. All of BII's shows are archived on WBAI.org. So if you heard something and you want a friend from out of town to listen, wait 5 minutes after the show and tell them to go to WBAI.org.
When do you want me to...
Oh, people, people, don't you love this earth? To share with everything that grows. Don't you want to taste freedom, peace in this life? I believe we can make it whole again. I believe we can make it whole.
Up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth, then tell me where we gonna plant our seed. It makes me wanna cry. For the children, makes me wanna cry. For Mother Earth, makes me wanna cry. For the children, makes me wanna cry.
Did they ever hear of solar power? Ever see a windmill go? Feel the pull of an ocean wave? The heat from a volcano. There's so much we could do. There's so much we could know. If we listen to the earth.
Yes, we are back, back in the saddle again. And every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Donna Stein.
I'm J.K. Canepa.
And this is Ecologic for November 19th, 2019, here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. When your air or water is clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
Top of the news, WBAI and Ecologic are back.
Ecologic has not been on the air for 8 weeks. We're one of the last shows to return since WBA got local control back. Did you miss us? Coming up on today's news and announcements, several environmental victories, the Champlain-Hudson Power Express, eminent domain challenges, the protection for whales. We'll also talk about pesticides rally and art gallery display. On the other side of good, bird populations plummet and the cost of nuclear power.
Environmental groups have been divided over the Champlain-Hudson Power Express, an electric cable hundreds of miles long from Canada to Queens in New York City. Unions have opposed it all along. So have most of the people who have appeared in Ecologic. Riverkeeper had endorsed the project, but now are opposed to it.
It's not the first time an environmental organization has backed a so-called alternative energy source without considering the problems. It's like taking a pharmaceutical because it does some good without considering the side effects.
Riverkeeper had consistently stated that they would only support the project if it did not result in additional dam construction in Canada. In the 6.5 years since their original decision, new risks have arisen that increase the likelihood that new Canadian dams would indeed be constructed. That's what opponents said all along. This construction would cause significant adverse impacts to the flow, function, and ecology of the rivers and northern boreal forests. They lie in an area where the amount of power produced per acre of flooded land is among the lowest in the world. Joel Heath made a beautiful and chilling film,
no pun intended,
People of a Feather, about what dams do to the ecology of Canada and how they hurt Inuit culture.
Another reason the cable lost its support is that electricity use is so much lower than the utility said it would be. That's partly due to them always overestimating future electricity use, but also because you have been replacing your old appliances with Energy Star. You've been replacing your old light bulbs with more efficient ones. You've gotten solar legislation improved to make it more beneficial to put up solar panels and have been putting them up. And you've been insulating and using power strips. Thank you all. Thousands and thousands of little things that added up to a lot of money in your pocket and thousands of megawatts of electricity savings. Over 1 million homes worth. All those little things have not only made local air and water cleaner and healthier, but saved forests and animals hundreds of miles away. Thank you.
Good news for property owners and those of us who have been fighting pipeline expansion. Not necessarily the same people. From an article by Phil McKenna in InsideClimateNews.org, a recent federal court ruling could give states more authority to oppose natural gas, well, fracked gas pipeline projects by limiting the controversial use of eminent domain, the mandatory sale of private or state-owned land for public use. Alexandra Klass, an energy, environment, and property law professor at the University of Minnesota, is quoted, "As a result of a series of important events and factors that have taken place over the last several years, we are finally starting to see courts provide a little more scrutiny and really question the public use associated with some of these pipelines. The most significant of the recent rulings involves the question of whether a state can be forced to sell state-owned land to a private company for a proposed pipeline. The case involves New Jersey and the Penn East Pipeline, which would transport fracked gas from the Marcellus Shale region of Pennsylvania. FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, said the project would serve the public interest and approved it, as they almost always do. The New Jersey Attorney General joined six other attorneys general in urging the commission to consider the climate impacts of new pipelines as part of the certification process. That is new. And, of course, your activism is what made the difference. FERC was almost invisible until your activism put the spotlight on them. Thank you again.
Yay, us.
Yeah.
The article discusses the lawsuits in detail, including the definition of public good, corporate versus states' rights, and the FERC approval process. We link to it on the EcoLinks page.
Earth Justice reports a victory in protecting North Atlantic right whales, one of the rarest of the whale species. Dangerous fishing gear called sink gill nets, which are walls of mesh that entangle animals that swim into them and are known to entangle, injure, and kill right whales, are banned in two areas off the New England coast, covering approximately 3,000 square miles, actually a small area. Those gill nets are still used in most of the ocean with deadly consequences, but right whales migrate closer to the coast. So this protection means, at least, means a lot.
Now, this has fallen out of the news cycle, but we would have mentioned it if we had been on the air last month, so we're going to mention it now. An important part of our ecosystem is crashing. Birds are not only beautiful and interesting, they also eat insects and help in pollinating plants and dispersing seeds. The bird population of North America is nearly one-third smaller than it was in 1970. That's about 3 billion, with a B, 3 billion fewer birds. With that kind of devastation, there are many causes. Habitat loss is usually number one, but that's no longer true. There's also predation by outdoor cats, crashing into lit buildings at night, or mistaking windows for the vegetation they reflect during the day. There's flying into power lines. They eat insects that have consumed poison. And climate chaos affects breeding seasons and food sources. We have many links on this on our EcoLinks page, but none of the articles propose solutions. All of those causes of death are solvable with political will and grassroots activism.
Amory Lovins has a very interesting article in Forbes.com explaining whether nuclear power slows or speeds climate change. Instead of summarizing it, I'll let you read the whole thing. Look at the link on the EcoLinks page. The bottom line is nuclear power doesn't help for several reasons. I love his analogy. Since people are hungry, hunger is urgent, and caviar and rice are both food, therefore both are vital to reducing hunger.
Aye. Hudson River Sloop Clearwater and other plaintiffs are appealing a court decision that gives taxpayer subsidies for upstate nuclear plants. The New York State Public Service Commission did not rule in the service of the public. Clearwater and co-petitioners NEARS, IPSC, and Goshen Green Farms contend that subsidies divert taxpayer funds from renewables that could help meet New York State climate goals, build a clean and healthy energy future, and create permanent jobs. Clearwater initially sued at the end of 2016. Seth Davis, environmental attorney and a board member of Clearwater, filed the appeal at the Supreme of the New York State Supreme Court's October decision. He says, "First and most importantly, we, Clearwater, think the state's approach towards subsidizing new plants is just wrong, that they should be totally emphasizing the switch to renewable resources. The commitment to renewables should be primary, and this is a diversion of funds from you, the ratepayer, in a different direction without the action of legislation." Davis acknowledges appealing the decision is an uphill battle, but that the subsidies are illegal and wrong and must be challenged. The subsidies unfairly impact low-income ratepayer.
While WBAI was replaced with California programming, the environmental group Extinction Rebellion was really busy in New York City. So busy, we couldn't possibly catch you up in a one-hour show, but they're having a community meeting tomorrow. It's Wednesday, November 20th, 7 to 9 p.m., at Judson Memorial Church in the Village, which is on West 4th Street, where it is also called Washington Square South. That's at the same time as the WBAI Fight Back meeting.
WBAI Fight Back meeting is going to be at 50 Broadway. That's the 16th floor in the UAW Legal Aid offices. Come prepared to help from 6:30 to 10 p.m., 50 Broadway, 16th floor, Legal Aid offices. Please come. We need your help at WBA Fight Back meeting. Please understand that we are here hoping that you will and expecting that you will support us. And the perfect opportunity would be to become a BAI buddy with Ecologic on the BAI. So, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit.
The Cricket Valley Fracked Gas Power Plant. It's one of the biggest power plants in the Northeast. It's been built. It's not up and running in Dutchess County, right by the Connecticut border. Last Saturday, November 16th, four people climbed the smokestack 275 feet
wow.
to the top and stayed there.
Thank you, Ben.
Ben Schwartz, a great farmer. And, and 10 people, well, they rolled in a neon green tractor. What does this say about security? Kind of reminds me of the pipeline up by Indian Point, that security. So they rolled in the tractor, and 10 people locked to the tractor. Activists also hung around, and 33 people were arrested that day. Why? Well, there's three schools downwind of this plant. The plant sits on what's called the Great Swamp, one of the largest, some of the largest freshwater deposits in the whole state. And if it goes online, which it's hoping to do in the coming next year, it would lock us into how many more decades of fossil fuels?
Yeah.
So what to do? Oh, Governor Cuomo can stop it, even if it's built, because his father, Mario, stopped Shoreham, even though it was built. So call Governor Cuomo. We have a project we call Cuomo Mondays. Every Monday, you'll get a whole new reason to call Governor Cuomo. 877-235-6537. 877-235-6537.
The Ceres Gallery, that's a feminist, not-for-profit, alternative art gallery, has a group exhibition called Endangered Earth. You'll want to go see that, folks. This is from December 10th to the 14th at 547 West 27th Street on the second floor, room 201. Again, that's 547 West 27th Street on the second floor, room 201. December 10th.
We did a show about the East River Park destruction plan. The city council passed the plan, the city's version of the plan, sadly. They made some concessions, pretty weak. One of them was, we're looking into interim flood protection. Another one is, we're looking into protected bike lanes. By the way, this comes from the wonderful Pat Arnell, who is spearheading the resistance to the plan. They did promise to do air monitoring. They didn't promise to do anything about it.
Right, yeah.
They did concede to doing the park in sections, keeping 40% of the park open at all times. But the entire promenade would be shut down. And while people are enjoying the park, there'll be pile driving and things coming up. And so Pat Arno has said it's like being in a cage. Thanks, Pat. We're still in there fighting.
If people want to get involved in helping the fight, how do they do that?
East River Park Action. Google them.
East River Park Action.
.com?
I think .org. I'm sure it's .org.
Okay.
Yeah. East River Park Action.
And you can go look in the archives of this this radio show. We are on YouTube on the Environment TV.
And the wall would be 8 feet tall.
Because you can go to our archives, and we have a whole show with mm-hmm. Pat is on there, Chip mm-hmm. is on there, mm-hmm. Charles,
yeah, Danny Meyer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was a great show. So please educate yourself and learn more about that, and go to the website.
And there's Rally Thursday for a statewide ban on one of the most poisonous of all pesticides, chlorpyrifol. Rally in front of the governor's New York City office on 3rd Avenue between 40th and 41st Streets. That's this Thursday, November 21st, 11 a.m. to noon. That's this Thursday, 11 a.m. to noon, 3rd Avenue between 40th and 41st Streets. We've got to keep this poison out of the air and water and away from our children's bodies. Environment TV airs on Manhattan Neighborhood Network two Sundays after Ecologic airs and is often a video version of Ecologic. Different cable providers have different channels, but they all air Environment TV at 11 a.m. every other Sunday. Charlie Olson adds great graphics. If you miss any WBAI show, it'll be on the WBAI.org archives 5 or 10 minutes after the show ends. To read the full articles we summarize on any episode of Ecologic from the past few years, we link to all those articles on the EcoLinks page of the Ecologic website, www.ecoradio.org. ecoradio.org. Our Facebook page is WBAI Ecologic, no spaces or dashes. WBAI Ecologic. And please click like. For more environmental news, go to theenvironmenttv.com, biologicaldiversity.org, or ecowatch.com. www.ecoradio.org is the main Ecologic page, and that'll get you to our past guests, EcoLinks, our own permanent archives, ecoradio.org.
So if you've been listening to WBAI for a few days here, you probably know that we were under siege by the Pacifica Foundation.
A rogue faction of the Pacifica Foundation.
Yes.
The Pacifica Foundation was totally on our side, except for these few people.
WBAI has been off the air. This was the hostile takeover of the rogue faction of Pacifica Foundation. But we won an important round in court, New York State Supreme Court, and now local programming is back. Just because of timing, we happen to be one of the last stations to go on. So if you have signed up as a BIA buddy, thank you, thank you, thank you. We need your support. If you haven't signed up as a BIA buddy, guess what? You have an opportunity to do it right now during this show. Sign up as a WBAI buddy, pledge whatever you can afford. How much do you spend going out for an evening? $5, $10, $25 to go out for an evening. Maybe you spend a lot more than that. Give us one evening of your time. Financially.
A couple slices of pizza, at least.
A couple of that. Exactly. Now, because this is only for now, folks. It's not over. It feels like it's over because we're on the air, but it's not over. We need your support to continue. This all happened because we weren't kidding you before when we said we were having problems. We have had some financial challenges. We need your help. We need you to become a WBAI buddy. We need you to call in. The listener call-in line is
212.
No,
I'm reading the. I don't want to read the listener call-in line.
She led me astray.
516-620-3602. All right. And you can mail in. So a lot of people don't like to give their credit cards over the phone. The mail-in address, write your checks as generously as you can to 388 Atlantic Avenue, third floor, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. Oh, that's my birthday. That'd be easy to remember. 217. I'll take cards. I don't want to wait until February, but donations to WBAI, please. You can put it in honor of our birthdays. Now, Ecologic.
Put Ecologic in the memo section. That would be nice.
Good idea.
Yeah. When you write those checks, please put Ecologic in the memo section.
I feel odd saying that because I know that most people who donate to WBAI are donating to all the shows. You know, it's just as, you know, you may have a favorite song, but it's not the only song you listen to. Just as, you know, Ecology may be your favorite show, but it's not the only show you listen to.
It's not the only show that I listen to. Is it the only show you listen to? No.
And there's, and really, I mean, there might be a show or two that you don't like, because I know there's a show or two I don't like. There's the Climate Denier show, for example. But the rest of the shows are what you pledge for. The rest of the shows, you know, isn't that what you missed? You didn't miss the two shows that you don't like. You missed the 20 or 30 shows you do like. And that is why you donate to WBAI.
And chances are, if you're listening to the show now, the environment is important to you. And if it's important to you, call up your friends and tell them to tune in, because we need you to listen. There are still some people who don't know that we're back from the coup.
Yeah.
All right? Ken's been going to parties so that he can let everybody know that we're on the air.
Thanks for the sacrifice, Ken.
Actually, there's like a meeting and a party at the same time. What do I do, right? But the point is, I'm going to wear my WBIA shirt, the one that Sydney Smith designed, and go to these parties just to let them know BAI is back. There was one birthday party I went to recently. Almost everybody there knew about BAI, which isn't always the case, but no one there knew that we were back. We'd only been back a few days at the time, but the point is, bad news travels really fast. Good news doesn't travel as fast.
Mm-hmm. You always say that, yeah.
And it's true. And I've seen that to be the case. So tell everybody you know that BAI is back. You know, bring up something you learned on BAI, whether it's on our show or some other show. You know, mention it in conversation. There's a lot of holiday parties coming up. There's a lot of holiday dinners coming up. And just mention something that you heard about. And bring up the topic and have the discussion and tell them you heard it on BAI. And this way, it's an entry for you to tell people we are back. And we lost over half of the BAI buddies during that one-month takeover.
I think most of that were people who rightly so, didn't want to give to Pacifica Foundation if BAI wasn't getting the advantage of it. And now they're slowly but surely coming back.
They are coming back. I know we've gotten more than half of the people that we lost.
Okay.
But that means not all of them yet.
We want you to be found. All right. And then the website for giving is give2wbai.org. That's the pledge line.
And give2wbai.org. You can give the number 2 WBAI, or give the word 2, T-O, WBAI.org. But both of them will get you. And there's all these DVDs and CDs and you know, radio shows and movies and books that you can get. You know, give us a little extra. There's a lot of great. I mean, Ecologic has a bunch of movies thanks to Environment TV on that website.
And in addition to your financial support, not instead of, but in addition to your financial support, we invite you to come to WBAI Fight Back. That's the wonderful organization that was founded in order to work for this for the whole 31 days of this coup, in order to bring back, courageously work hard to bring back BAI, and is still needed. So we urge you to come to a WBAI Fight Back meeting. The next one is going to be tomorrow night from 6:30 to 10. Please be on time, because there's a lot to cover, at 550 Broadway, 16th floor, the UAW Legal Aid offices. Please come prepared to help. We break up into committees and we do things.
Do we know where 550 is?
50 Broadway.
It's almost the bottom of the island.
50.
50 yeah. Broadway.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Okay. Yeah. It's probably by the Bull.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
So we urge you to support this station. This station is important to you. We know it is, because you're dedicated listeners. You come here. When we do listener calls, call-ins, we have people calling in that I'm so thrilled and surprised, because they calling from Rockland County and from
New Jersey,
Hoboken, and I named different towns.
You did a good impression.
Yeah, I'm right. I'll never get to that point. I'll never be as good as Amy, and that's okay. There's only one Amy.
There's only one Amy.
And, you know, there
was so much activity on protecting the environment going on in New York City in October. I mean, it's just tremendous amount of things going on.
I have so much more to talk about.
But there's an immense amount, and we couldn't tell you about it. Oh. Because we weren't on the air.
It was frustrating.
Yeah, you could find out what was going on in Oakland, California, but you couldn't find out what was going on in New York City on a New York City radio station. And it was maddening. And, yeah, and there was so much information.
Even when they said interesting things, they said the people speak, it didn't sound interesting.
Yeah, they were trying to be, you know, I guess middle of the road or not challenging people's minds. I don't know. It was
didn't have that New York feeling to it.
That's it.
It didn't. And everybody sounded kind of the same. And on WBAI, people do not sound the same as each other. There was a tremendous array of different accents and voices.
And that was like. Probably for me, the most one of the best parts, the only good part, I guess, of this whole experience with WBAI Fight Back, is that I got to interact with the other producers and got to feel like I was an active part of making this whole thing happen. And it was, Pete Seeger wasn't only about environmental justice with Clearwater. He was also equally important with social justice. Mm-hmm. And BAI marries the two. It connects the dots. What I was trying to say is that I met not only other producers, but also some of our listeners. There are people who came up to me and said, "Oh, it's so good to put a face with a voice." Uh-huh. People, hey, there's some people who actually listen to me.
Yeah.
and you.
And there's something else, because Donna joined a committee where all different committees were formed for different aspects of trying to get the station back.
Press and outreach.
So at one of the meetings, people from the committee would stand up in front of the group and explain what they were doing. And at one point, Don was talking. And to see the expression of the other people on the committee and clearly seeing a look of appreciation on their face.
Aww.
They did not know you before, but they knew you now.
Cool.
And I was quite delighted to see that. And I knew what.
Shucks, pops.
They were next to you, right? So I'm in the audience, so I'm looking at everybody, and you could only see the audience. You couldn't see the people you were up in the front with, and that was pretty neat. I met Reverend Ray Blanchett this Sunday. I mean, he was at the meetings and was sort of like, hi, oh yeah, you do that show, yeah, you do that show, but we got to chat for a couple hours Sunday morning due to strange circumstances, and we ended up talking about WBAI and the listeners and the producers for an hour, 8 a.m. on Sunday. Go to the archives, listen to that show. We were having a lot of fun doing it. We took some wonderful listener phone calls, but one of the things we kept talking about was the unity of the producers, that people would, somebody would have an idea and then somebody else would build on it, because they had a different point of view, a different way of looking at it. And so people would build and build and build. And these ideas got just so incredible. And I was here for the Christmas coup in 2000. And there was more division afterwards. They didn't have the same coming together. This has brought a coming together. That meeting on October 8th, the day after the rogue faction grabbed us, there was a meeting, and like 60 people showed up to that meeting, 24 hours notice, and the energy and the intelligence and the togetherness in that room was the best I've seen at any BAI meeting in the entire century.
Right, we got to keep that going,
and it has been.
That's why we want you to come to the meeting tomorrow morning.
I got an email from one person who was thanking another person. And I know those two people don't like each other. in personality-wise. But they respect each other, and they were saying things like, you know, that was a great idea, and they were talking about everybody should read. It was an analysis, and everybody read that analysis, and then she sort of added her own parts of it. And I'm thinking, wow, we really have come together. If
people,
these two people can come together, anybody can come together.
People will come together for a common good. All right? And this was a common good. And we won.
Yeah.
All right? And with my saying that, folks, I don't want you to feel complacent. We are, it's not over. There are we did get rid of, Pacifica did get rid of the interim executive director who was the core of the problem, but it's never one person. It's who hired that interim executive director. Who, there are other people who voted with him. Thankfully, it was a minority of the Pacifica Foundation board, but there are other people that voted with him. They've got to go too. And if they don't go, they've got to be made weak in their knees in a nonviolent way.
Yeah, the excuse they used was WBAI wasn't paying its way. Now, the fact is none of the stations are paying this.
You can always play with numbers. Yeah.
And I actually did a two-page analysis of the numbers that he was throwing around because they were contradicting each other. And he was, you know, adding debt and never putting in the money we raised. All the money that comes in between fundraisers, he didn't include. And it's like, well, why is that missing? Oh, because it makes us look worse. But the point is, we have to be able to pay our way. Now, before 2000, BAI paid the way paid the deficit of the other stations, and the Christmas coup of 2000. Ever since then, we kind of don't. Mm-hmm. But that means we can do it again. That means your support can be so great as to not only support BAI, but shut the bleep of the other people who want to put down BAI because they won't have a financial leg to stand on. And so we need your support in order to shut those people up who want to talk about, oh, BAI's finances. And so that's why we're having this fun drive.
I think a lot of people thought we were just trying to raise money and weren't really in trouble. I think they thought we were crying wolf, which we were not, folks. We really need you. We want you to make this your radio station. It is your radio station.
Right.
Own it. Feel it. Know it. Love it. Please. Call that pledge line. 516-620-3602. And the pledge line, that's the pledge line, and the website is
give2wbai.org.
And to mail in your checks, it's
388 Atlantic Avenue, 3rd floor, Brooklyn, New York, 11217, and put Ecologic in the memo line.
Oh, right.
And we did get a BAI Buddy pledge. One came in.
Yay, thank you.
Does not want her name mentioned, but is somebody who has been a regular supporter of Ecologic.
Oh, you gave us a clue. You said it was a she.
Yes, I did say it was a she. So
yeah, that leaves half
the people listening, you know. For Ecologic, it's probably less than half the people because there's more women than men who are active in environmental issues.
I don't want to believe that.
Oh, I've seen it at every group I've ever been in.
All right, that's a challenge.
Let's not be so binary about all this, please.
Well, yeah. I kind of like that's a challenge, guys. We for the next 20 minutes, we need as many males to call in as your male dogs, whatever. We need as many males to call in and pledge your support for WBAI and Ecologic, your best friend. I do want to make a shout out for people that I met at the fight back meetings. Brian, hi. Thanks for saying hi. Steve King, thanks. Looking forward to having you on the show. We talked. Steve has some wonderful environmentally oriented kids to come on the show. I'm really looking forward to hearing, I shouldn't say kids, young adults. And then Joan G, Sally, Carolyn, shout out to you.
So I take it this is not this representative Steve King who's... That would be funny.
No, probably not.
I want to say something about good news. I want to come back to one of the news items that really touched me. I got so excited when I saw Earth Justice had made this announcement about protecting the right whales up in New England and stopping the gill nets. Uh-huh. The right whale comes to our waters, but she doesn't always come to our waters. She doesn't tell you if she's coming or not. She might come, she might not come. That's what makes her so special. She's kind of unpredictable. Do you know why they call them the right whale? You know why, right, Ken? Why?
No, they're conservative?
It's the right... Jeez. It's the right whale to kill.
Ooh!
And the reason that it was the right whale to kill is because, one, they are so close to the coast when they migrate from warm water to cold water. They are very close to the coast, so it's easy to get them. Secondly, they are so full of oil that they're more profitable, mm-hmm. and they float. They don't
oil floats.
They don't sink when you kill them.
Wow.
They float. So easy to get to, and easy to grab after you kill it. And so it was the right whale to hunt.
Let's rename them.
And I've
maybe
read,
they'll be safer if we rename them.
What are we calling them? The wrong whale. But there were so many uses for whale oil back in the 19th century that reading. I don't remember all of those uses, but it kind of...
Hasn't oil already been a problem?
Always been a problem.
And the first book that gave you the natural history of whales was a book about hunting them. Moby Dick.
Oh,
right.
So there's 400 left, and they come into New York's waters. And I'm going to link this to our story, which is the pipeline that we're stopping it, would dig up mercury and copper and other sediments where the whale feeds. So that's a whole hour session on its own.
It is. And it's funny because, I've been doing this environmental show since 2002. And we've had plenty of oceanography-oriented shows, but never a Save the Whales show. I had a Greenpeace show and had some oceanography.
We didn't have a Spotted Owl show either.
No, it didn't have a Spotted Owl show either.
We don't have any Spotted Owls in New York.
Oh, I noticed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
doesn't mean we don't love them.
And it's too bad you two missed the Italian oceanographers. They were pretty amazing. We were talking about plastic pollution in the Pacific Ocean.
Can we find it on the archives?
Way before. That was quite a while ago.
Probably not.
No, probably not.
Italian oceanographers?
Italian oceanographers.
And did you read what happened in Venice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right? Everybody.
You can't make this stuff up section of it? Do you know that?
Yeah. Oh, and by the
way, that they're underwater.
You're listening to Ecologic on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I am Ken Gale.
Donna Stein here.
J.K. Canepa.
And, tell us about Venice.
Well, the town fathers, mothers, whatever, the town,
City Council.
Bigwigs, right. They were having a meeting, and there was a proposal to do some kind of climate change legislation. And they turned it down, and the next thing that happened, the water started rising in the meeting.
That helped the people who believe in divine intervention. It makes you kind of believe in divine intervention.
That's a slippery slope.
True.
Again, 516-620-3602. That is the call center. Talk to them. Tell them you want to be a BAI buddy for Ecologic or any other show. You can call 516-620-3602 or go to givetowbai.org and you can become a BAI buddy there or get any one of a number of premiums. Or if you want to just mail in a check.
We urge you to support this station and this program by donating. Ever hear of voting with your dollars? This is it. Please become a WBAA buddy, naming Ecologic as your favorite program with a monthly pledge. Let us know whether you would like an online acknowledgement or prefer to be anonymous.
One of the things you can do is you go to givetowbai.org, pick a premium, write a check for the amount of it, and send it in. 388 Atlantic Avenue, 3rd floor, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. 11217.
You could make a Christmas present of it with an acknowledgement right on the air.
That's a great present.
Or
if somebody gave
there's
me
eight nights of Hanukkah. You know.
If somebody gave me a holiday present as a that is a gift to WBAI, that would make me very happy.
Yeah, me too.
That would say a lot about that person. There's also a way of texting your donations. Text the letters WBAI to this number. 41444.
That's cool.
And so there's a lot of ways to donate, all different ways, all different kinds of technology. You can, when you become a BAI buddy, we can take money out of your credit card. We can take money out of a bank account. It's whatever is most convenient for you, the way that you'll feel it the least. And it's your choice. The amount that you donate is your choice, and the how you donate it is your choice. And I want to tell a story before we go off, because a few weeks ago I got to tour the New York Independent System Operator. NISO is the organization, sort of quasi-government organization, that maintains and safeguards the electricity grid. And it was an interesting session. Most of the people there were from the Indian Point Safe Energy Coalition. We went up to Albany, and they did not understand why anybody could oppose nuclear power.
Yeah.
They called it carbon-free, which it's not. We explained how all the different ways that it uses carbon, fossil fuels, and all different ways to operate and the safety equipment and the mining and keeping the waste cool.
It can't exist without fossil fuels.
And they were sort of staring like this was brand new information, and they didn't know whether they could believe it or not. These were people who used to work for Con Edison. Okay, that's who NISO hires. NISO hires former utility people. And so they have a utility way of looking at things. And what got me the angriest, that was ignorance, okay? You can't get angry at ignorance unless it's willful ignorance. Then that's even worse. But they don't include solar power as electricity.
Oh.
It's not an electricity source. And they call it reduced demand. But it's not. And I said, well, wait a minute. If you make more power than you need, it goes into the grid. It's an electricity source. Oh, no, that just goes next door. Yeah, it's still a reduced demand. They won't count it. So whenever they give statistics that this is how much electricity New York State uses, and this is the percentage of nuclear, and this is the percentage of methane, they are discounting thousands of megawatts of solar energy on rooftops.
You're only going to hear that information on WBAI.
Sure.
You're not going to hear that on anything but listener-sponsored radio.
People at other stations, I'm an environmental activist. I do an environmental show, and I come from activism. And the people who talk about environment on other stations are giving you Climate Change 101. They're not going to bother to go up to Albany and tour NISO. They're not going to bother to go up there with a bunch of other activists and get a lot of information and ask a lot of important questions. The other thing that NISO does include as electricity is run-of-river hydro.
Mm-hmm.
They include the big, gigantic dams that change ecosystems that are run by utilities. That's an electric source.
Right.
But run-of-river hydro, little dams, that doesn't count. If a municipality has its own electricity source, like Messina, New York, a few other towns, that's not right. And there's thousands of megawatts, right? 5,000 megawatts is a million homes has been done.
So I just want to say that the, you know, growth of our customer base means we're going to need more gas, more gas, more gas. Gas has, for the past few years, even though more people are subscribing to the company.
Eight weeks ago, the last show we did, we talked about that. Because National Grid is like blackmailing people and saying, "We're if you don't let us have more pipelines, we're not going to give you gas."
Well,
so what happened? People started converting to solar. They started going off grid.
Electric. They go,
and so all of a sudden they're like, "Hey, we're losing customers and we haven't even finished our blackmail yet."
Hey guys, you can do something really simple. Just turn off your unplug your power grid when you leave the house during the day. You don't need
your power strip. Yeah.
Your power strip. What I say? Your power strip in the day. You could save $50 month.
Unplug it. Not
all you have
switch
to do.
Off?
Oh, switch it off. Same thing.
Yeah. Switch it
so,
off.
So and then take that money and make that pledge. All right. The money that you're saving on the if you only give us half, $25 a month, you win. We win. And the station wins.
Donna is so clever. So I just want to say my birthday present last week was that Governor Cuomo pronounced that he was beginning to remove the license from National Grid for what they tried to do to over 2,000 ratepayers. Not two. He just extended that. But that was my birthday present, so...
And that was because the blackmail didn't work.
Yeah. And it's a new day.
And again, activists are making politicians think in ways they never used to have to think before.
Activists are making alliances with people that never wanted to.
Yeah, they tried to use fracking to divide upstate and downstate, and it didn't work. It just united us.
Yeah. Well, also homeowners, property owners, restaurant owners, landlords, they're all furious at what this mega monopoly utility tried to do. And Con Ed, too.
Yeah. All right. So they're not capitulating to these people because they know better. There are so many activists being active. They know better. And I know there's a lot of you who listen to this show and go to the Eagle Links page and use it in class, use it when you go to a meeting, and that's some of the beauty of this show. Because you'll get Climate Change 101 if it's mentioned at all. It's the real basics. The most information you get is, it's real. And we give solutions to climate change here. You know, whatever problem we raise during the show, we have solutions to that problem every single time.
And it's all about planting seeds. If you listen to, there's a show by on Democracy Now! On Pete's birthday in 2009.
That's
Pete Seeger's birthday, May 4th,
2009. May
3rd. Well, no, the show was on May 4th. Oh. And where he talks about planting seeds. Well, guess what? Your radio station is planting seeds. You can take this information that you've heard tonight, listen to it again on the archives, and you can talk to your friends about the environment. You can tell people what you know. You can be very knowledgeable. But it's all about planting seeds. WBII is there for you to know the information about environmental justice, social justice, what's happening in the world.
Just transition for workers, indigenous rights, it's all connected.
The fossil fuel plants, Cricket Valley, Dan Scammer, you need to know about these things. Dan Scammer is a plant that has 12 municipalities and 100 elected officials that are behind closing it down, and yet it's still an ongoing fight. Clearwater, Scenic Hudson, NRDC, Riverkeeper are all fighting it. We don't need fracked methane gas.
Really? We don't?
Nope. We need to make a just transition to renewable energy. All right? You got that?
I'm trying to listen.
And green energy creates more jobs.
Oh.
And that hits them.
Fastest growing jobs in the United States.
Right, yes. Solar installer. There's more new jobs in solar install than any other job in the whole country.
And what is this? Fracking is not allowed in New York State, right? So doesn't that mean there's no place for these fracked gas plants?
Well, New York happens to be in the way. When you're fracking the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and Ohio, and you want to get it to the ocean, you have to go through New York or you have to go through New Jersey. So we're in the way.
We just there's a new ruling that just gave states rights to not allow, private pipeline companies to take by eminent domain.
Yeah, I heard that about 50 minutes
ago.
Yeah,
right. Well, you know, we got to go back. So,
and so...
It's good.
I'm going to go out with my favorite Pete Seeger song. He's singing this with Dar Williams and David Burns and the Rivertown Kids. It's called Solartopia, and it deals with a lot of different energy sources, good and bad. And you hear Pete's voice in there as well. And so while that song is playing, call 516-620-3602.
Or go to give2wbai.org.
Or text WBAI to the number 41444.
Or mail your checks to 388 Atlantic Avenue, 3rd floor, Brooklyn, New York, 11 my birthday, 11217.
Well, God. People will remember your birthday better than the zip code, probably. here's Pete Seeger, and please call that number. Go to that webpage. We have one of the lowest BAI buddy counts of any show on WBAI, and that
only because we were the last one.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. Being the last one,
come on, folks, slow things down. Help us out. Help this station out. Help yourself out. Show us some love.
Show some love.
300 years ago, Sir Thomas More invented the word utopia, where everything was going to be hunky-dory. But now we know it's going to be a green-powered Earth, and that'll be Solartopia.
Was there an Adam? Was there an Eve? Or did we evolve from what we conceived? Either way, we got what we needed when the sun shone down on the Garden of Eden.
Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia, Solartopia, Solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia all over God's green world?
Well, we bit that apple and the garden was lost, and so we had to work to pay the cost. So we went digging into the ground and started to burn many things we found. But
don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia, Solartopia, Solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia all over God's green world?
Well, we multiplied, we needed more. The rich got rich, the fuel ran scarce, the price jumped high, and so they gave nuclear power a try. But
don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia, Solartopia, Solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia all over God's green world?
But the nuclear plants were built in haste, with too many risks and no place for waste. And so from Seabrook to Shoreham Town, we have to shut those new plants down. But
don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia, Solartopia, Solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia all over God's green world?
Now we're fighting wars over oil and gas. No matter who wins, it will not last. The earth is scarred, the planet is warming. don't you think that all of it's a great big warning?
Don't you know we're gonna have a solar-topia, solar-topia, solar-topia.